Let me speak now to Malachy O'Doherty. Malachy, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Malachy, what do you make of all of this?
Well, it's in one way, I mean, I'm almost sympathetic. You know, you can imagine that you're watching a film and you're keyed up by it. You really enjoy it. You're fired up by it, and you're into tweeting, and you just respond. And you maybe a couple of glasses of wine in you as well, and you know who hasn't done that, and I mean the film itself does make apparently quite lavish use of what we're calling the N-word, so it may be that it's ringing in your head. It may be that you're in a kind of a space in which it doesn't matter that much, you know, and you forget how important that is. But there's a wider thing to this, and that wider thing is that for years, Gerry has been trying to propagandize the Northern Ireland problem, and particularly Bella Murphy, with reference to other scenes of oppression around the world. And this goes back to August 1969, where the sectarian killings of Catholics there were described as pogroms, which is a way of using language to kind of link it to Kristallnacht, to the oppression of the Jews in Germany. You know, and the way in which he aligns with the Palestinians and with the South Africans under apartheid, you know, which South Africans, to be fair, went along with as well, this kind of idea that there was a similarity between the experience of the Catholic in Northern Ireland and the blacks under apartheid, which is quite nonsensical too. And now we have this kind of linking of Bella Murphy to the plantations, during the era of slavery. This is bizarre, and it's really a gross exaggeration of the experience of life in Bella Murphy at the time that Gerry lived there. And there's not a reasonable or decent thing to be saying about the scale of the problems. And furthermore, Frank, I mean, people are saying Gerry is racist or Gerry isn't racist. He's not racist in the sense that he has contempt for black people. That is absolutely not true about Gerry Adams, and I wouldn't believe for a minute that was true about Gerry Adams. But there's another kind of racism, which is a kind of blindness to the experience or the feelings of others. And that's what he's guilty of. When he looks at slavery and the plantation and the black experience, and he diminishes it to the scale of life on a Belfast housing estate, then that is offensive. That is a blindness. That is an ignorance. That's a naivety about the other, and that's borderline racist. That's the kind of racism, for instance, that was found in the Metropolitan Police. Nobody was saying that institutional racism is a determination to abuse black people. What they're saying is you're not thinking this through. You're not living this in a real way. You're not taking proper account of the other. And that's what Gerry's guilty of, not taking proper account of the other and reducing everything, you know, whether it be the Palestinians, the blacks under apartheid or the slaves, reducing it all down to its relevance to Bella Murphy, which is really quite insensitive.
Is it any less acceptable what Gerry Adams said? Is it any less acceptable than the Elvis Costello song Oliver's Army, where he makes reference to the itchy trigger and one less white N? And that is reference to the killing of civilians in Northern Ireland.
Well, that is. I mean, there are two levels in which Gerry's been attacked. I mean, reading the SDLP statement yesterday, it was very much a focus on the use of that word, as if that was the only offence that he'd really committed, was the use of that word. That word is, a horrible word which has toxic implications, which has particular offence, and therefore is to be avoided. But it's not a banned word, you know. I mean, there are contexts in which it's legitimate to use the word. We're discussing the word and not actually saying it, which actually is a bit daft.
Yes, but the bottom line is we're not allowed to say it.
I don't think we're not allowed to say it, but in a sense, we're probably not allowed to say it on air.
Yes, but there's an Ofcom guideline that does not allow me to finish the word that begins with N.
Yeah.
Yet and
yeah.
all, I can play Elvis Costello, yeah. Oliver's Army, that does yeah. finish the word beginning with M. So there's a mixed message there.
There's a mixed message there. And I would think, you know, for instance, an academic writing a book about language and so on and race would, you know, would have to use that word. You know, there are contexts in which it's perfectly legitimate to use the word. And it is also used by black people and black rappers constantly, all the time. You know, bands which even give themselves names with reference to that word. You know, so you know, it's complicated. But I think focusing on the actual word misses the point. It's not just that word that was the problem. It was what is implied by Jerry's use of the word. And Jerry's use of the word was to say, I am an N too. I am, you know, the people of Ballymurphy suffered just the way the people in the plantation suffered. And that's not true. That's not true. That's a serious, that's an abuse of the black experience. Because that's saying, you know, I trivialize the black experience. I am only interested in it insofar as it helps me to exaggerate my own pain. That's the problem.
Do you get a sense that Jerry Adams, with his apology, with the regret that he said it, with the withdrawal of the tweet, has admitted making a grave mistake?
He has admitted making a grave mistake. And, I mean, that, and you know, that was all he could do. And now Martin McGuinness has come out this morning and supported him and said, you know, that this is not the real Jerry Adams. This was an aberration. And I mean, That is all he could do, and to his credit, he did it, you know, because there are others. I mean, the situation that Ken Livingstone is in, you know, that you know, he's you know, apologising is the farthest thing from his mind. You know, he's not going to do that. There's the other context as well. That there's an election on, you know, and if you blunder in this way during an election time, that is the time when people are going to go for you. You know, and they will go for Jerry. And I was also struck yesterday when Jerry did his presser outside Connolly House. You know, normally there would be three or four people from the party standing around him, you know, giving him some support, trying to get some reflected glory from that. They weren't there, you know. And, you know, you wonder just, you know, just how difficult this is for Sinn Féin. I think it's probably very difficult for them. I mean, I have heard people in Sinn Féin talking privately to me about, you know, maybe his time's up, maybe it's, he's run his course, maybe, you know, he's not got the focus anymore. And yet, you know, I think, it's difficult for them to conceive of how the party would manage without him, because the danger is that the party would split into a northern party and a southern party. In the post-Jerry days, after Jerry's gone.
Okay.
How is this going to play in the States? How is this going to play there? How does this play, you know, in the Irish Republic, among the kind of secular, liberal, politically correct people that Sinn Féin's trying to attract?
So with all of that said, Malachy, with everything that you've said, with all the fallout from the Jerry Adams tweet, should radio stations ban Elvis Costello's song, Oliver's Army?
Well, I don't think so. You know, I don't think so. I think, you know, we
but
should
why
have
is
the
it
minimal
okay?
amount
but,
of censorship
yeah,
of
but,
artists.
But explain to me, why is it okay for me to press a button and play Elvis Costello using the white N term, and Jerry Adams has to apologise for a grave mistake?
I would take that up with Ofcom. You know, I think an artist plays with language, plays with ideas, and we all know what they're doing. And I think the more censorious we get about this, the smaller, tighter, more narrow society we'll have.
But is a word not offensive, Malachy? Yeah. Is it not simply an offensive word for a white man to use the N-word? Is it not offensive for a white man to use the N-word? Elvis Costello is a white man. I'm a white man, Jerry Adams is a white man, you're a white man. We should not be allowing that word to pass our lips, nor should we be broadcasting that word.
Well, I would say that is a question of manners and respect rather than a question of law. I wouldn't, I would not want to see, I mean, I, you know, the, I just, I just am instinctively against censorship. I do think that we need to open the thing up a bit rather than close it down. I don't think that, you know, I do think that in the, for the sake of decency, there's a whole string of words that you and I would not use on air. Some of them I would be using in conversation. The N-word is not a word I would be using in conversation. But do I want a rule which says I should never use it? You know, if I was discussing the word, if I was writing an essay in a book, you know, I would not want such a rule. As for, you know, I would make Elvis Costello answerable for his song and ask him what he meant by it, you know, but I wouldn't, you know, and but I wouldn't, no, I mean, I just think it's far too complicated. And, I mean, you get into very strange territory if you have all these rappers, you know, using this word in a way which is so, which is flaunting it, you know, and saying that, you know, but we're the only ones who are allowed to use it. You know, Costello is using a metaphor. He's not using it in such a way as to say that he disdains black people. He's using it as a metaphor, and it's legitimate.
Malachy, thanks for speaking to us. Thank you.
All the best, Frank.
Malachy O'Doherty on the radio.